Well, with Charlie Sharples. And Charlie, England with a famous and very, very hard-fought victory here at the Stade de France.
Yeah, it was. It was a really tough game, and just, you know, I think we can all relax now after it was a bit close the last 5 minutes. So yeah, great to get the win, and you know, fantastic team effort.
To score three tries in a place like this as well, after it had been mooted that maybe England's attacking endeavour was still slightly lacking, a few critics answered.
Yeah, we, you know, we played some great rugby and scored some pretty good tries, and obviously, you know, that allowed us to sort of put a bit more pressure on them in the first half because we had a comfortable lead going into half time. So yeah, the tries were crucial, and there was some great attacking play shown.
In terms of England's attacking threat generally, it's such a tough environment out there, tackles flying in left, right and centre.
Yeah, it was. It was a tough game, but you know, I think it obviously, because it was quite loose, and obviously the way the French like to play, you know, it was quite a loose game, and obviously that not only that sort of allowed us to play a bit more expansive and attacking rugby, so I'm sure it was a good one for the neutral.
And atmosphere wise as well, obviously with England being ahead for the entire match, almost losing it in the last minute with Chanduk's drop goal.
I know, the atmosphere, the French really, you know, the French crowd really got going that last sort of 5 minutes. It was pretty deafening, but yeah, fantastic atmosphere and yeah, great occasion.
From your own point of view, obviously to be shifted late into the side with David Strettel's injury as well, it's all a bit of a bonus, I suppose.
Yeah, it was great to obviously get the late call up, and as I said the other day, it was been a bit, pretty crazy couple of days to go from you know, being out completely to starting. So yeah, it was great. It was great to make my debut. My first start. So.
Any complaints about the sin binks? Obviously, the French had done something extremely similar not long before.
Yeah, you know, I was obviously devastated, and had we have lost, I would have had a pretty miserable evening tonight. So, yeah, you know, it was, from my point of view, it was, you know, an accident. I was going for the ball, I was trying to intercept it, and I just sort of, one of those that, you know, just obviously bounced off funny, but, you know, it's, can't change it now, and just have to move on and get on with it, and just glad we won. And, yeah, but I'm sure I'll be replaying that over and over in my head tonight.
I mean, apparently, Alan Rowland said that the team were on a warning from the first half, but you don't see many team warnings and suddenly a deliberate knock-on be a yellow card.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny one, and obviously, as you said, they, you know, they did it a couple of times before, but you know, it's been and gone now, and nothing can be done. Had it happened again, I probably would have ended up doing the same thing, because it was just an instinctual thing, just the position that I was in, and then the pass came, I sort of was pretty much in the way of it. So, you know, it wasn't a slap down or a deliberate attempt, it was just a sort of reaction thing. So,
a word about that 5 minute period in the first half. Manu's try, you're thinking fantastic, and then when Fodes goes under as well, the feeling as you're walking back to the halfway line, I mean, the guys must have been buzzing.
Yeah, it was a great feeling, you know, and as I said, that allowed us to take a bit of pressure off ourselves and put pressure on them, because suddenly we were 14, whatever, three up or whatever. So,